If Simon Felice ever finds himself in hell, he'll manage to somehow make it sound pretty good.
The morning that I get to hell, the devil will take me up in his Ferris wheel. Show me all the scenes below, tapping his tic-tac-tac on his black high heel.
This song is off the debut album by three musicians who call themselves the Duke and the King. Simon Felice, Robert Burke, and Noel Haskins are the three musicians. They got together last winter to record the album in the Catskill Mountains of New York. Britain's Daily Telegraph called Simon Felice the greatest singer-songwriter you've never heard. Well, we hope until now. Simon Felice and Robert Burke join me from our New York bureau. Welcome to the show.
Good day, guy.
Hey.
This song we're hearing, The Morning I Get to Hell, it's about an arrival to hell, and it's strangely uplifting. It's almost like you're greeting the sunrise.
We figured when you get to hell, there's definitely going to be a drum machine playing there. So, you know, I grew up reading Dante. It was one of the first things I ever read that sort of really took my breath away. And I figured, you know, this is just another way to look at it. Maybe there's a Ferris wheel there. Maybe there's a television screen playing your whole life back to you. So it's just another kind of circle of hell, just a new kind.
Simon Felice, you performed for the last several years with your brothers. Your band is known as the Felice Brothers. You had achieved some critical acclaim. You were getting some attention. Why did you decide to put that on hold?
Well, we were at a point where I was just recording some new songs in the wintertime with Robert. And at that time, my longtime love and I, we lost our baby in a late-term miscarriage.
I'm sorry.
And, you know, thank you, guy. But, you know, it turned my life upside down, and I needed to be closer to home, and the boys all went out on a tour, and I had to stay home to take care of her. And in that time, I wrote a bunch of new songs sort of inspired by that. Robert and I were recording and making the record, and we spent about 4 months up in the woods and kind of snowed in, and a lot of sadness and a lot of joy happened, and we really hope that it all comes through on the tape. We want it to be a hopeful record.
There's been times in my life looking back, just like a mirror in a smoky Cadillac. Snow to a different drum in the winter sun, chasing crow. Still remember love.
Simon Felice and Robert Burke, this song, Still Remember Love, can you tell me about it?
Well, that's Robert singing lead on that one, and him and I wrote that song together, all the lyrics. It was a special day. I came into the studio. We were supposed to record another song we were thinking of, and he was sitting on the couch with this melody singing, and I've known him long enough that when he's got a certain kind of look in his eye, that it's time to work on that song. So, you know, I said, man, you just keep strumming that, get the mic set up, and I took a walk, and I wrote all the verses, and he had written the chorus, Still Remember Love, just thinking about, you know, love lost, and, you know, all the trials of what it means to sort of fall in love and fall out of love, and I think we all know about that one.
Still remember love.
Simon, can you tell me about the name, the Duke and the King? I'm sure a lot of our listeners will recognize these as characters from The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Why did you choose the name for this band?
You know, growing up, literature and books were really important to us, me and my brothers. And I got Huckleberry Finn when I was a kid, and I've probably read it 10, 13 times since then. You know, the thing about the book that really changed my life growing up was I was in a really racist town, and there was race riots against the black kids in the school. You know, in Huckleberry Finn, it's just a story about a poor little white kid in the South instead of turning in this runaway slave, he becomes his best friend, you know. And that resonated with me in a really powerful way. And then they meet the Duke and the King, and, you know, they have all these crazy adventures. And I figured it was an homage to that great gift I got as a child from learning that lesson.
The Duke and the King are charlatans. I mean, they're these grifters who are pretending to be European royalty.
I'm the rightful Duke of Bridgewater.
But I mean, this album is so authentic that it's almost sort of an irony that you've taken that name for your band.
Well, I remember that other story I read when I was a kid called The Scarlet Letter. I thought about it in that way. You know, if you wear that name on your chest, then it'll help you not to make those bad mistakes. You know, it's kind of like that.
We're talking with Simon Felice and Robert Burke. The musicians perform as the Duke and the King. I want to ask you about the last track on this album. It's called One More American Song, and it's one of the saddest songs I've heard in a while. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
When I was a kid, I wanted to be a Marine. My grandpa was in the Marines, and I had a friend who did go into the Marines, and he fought in Iraq, and he came back really hurt, and he was over there doing what he thought was right, and I wrote this about him, and thinking back to the time when we were all kids and sort of listening to the boombox and first realizing that sort of music was our religion, and I just hope and pray that our country someday figures out a way to not have to send our boys over there.
You brought a guitar with you into the studio, into our New York studio, and together, you will take us out with the last track from your album, One More American Song. Simon Felice, Robert Burke, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Guy.
Thank you, Guy.
They perform as the Duke and the King. Their first CD is called Nothing Gold Can Stay.
If I had a cinder block for every lie I told, I could have built us a house fine as any city block to keep us out of the cold. 'Cause the winter's long and it's longer in a dead-end town, with a gas tank rusting down the street and the cherry trees and every boombox playing loud. We'd sing along, we'd sing till dawn. It's just one more American song. John was a quiet boy in school. Johnny had the fiery red hair.
And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Have a great night.